last week, the first four sifim all have to do with tattooing, and then the next, the rest of it has to do with two yisurim in the Torah. One of them is shalom yisgode, not to cut oneself, not to make wounds, and the other one is shalom says kar chalamis, not to make bald spots. So those are the other two things are the rest of this chapter. Why these are included, why the Torah includes these all together, unclear. I mean, I guess they are connected in Pesukim, but you can also divide it up as well. All right, anyways, so as we begin with Sif Hey, so the Ptur says, Vigdida Visarita Achadi, right, that the cutting, right, there's two Pesukim, right, start with that. There's two Pesukim in the Torah. So the more popular one, I guess, is in Devarim. In Devarim it says, Otiskodu Votasimu Karcha Bini Nechem Lemes, that one is not supposed to cut oneself, and you're not supposed to make a bald spot between your eyes. There is another pasuk in Parshas Emor. I put the bookmark in the wrong spot for some reason. In Parshas Emor, it says, in the very beginning, it says, "Lo yikachu karcha b'rosham u'pasik nam lo yigalehu." Now that is that's a little bit of an odd placement, as that is in the middle of the prohibitions of a kohen. That's the very beginning of Parshas Emor, when lists the prohibition to a kohen. Now there is, yes, there is one more pasuk in Perek Yud Tes. That's where I opened this up. Perek Yud Tes, pasuk Chav Ches, and that pasuk is v'seret l'nefesh lo titnu b'vsarchem uksonis kaka lo sitnu b'chem. So that's why they're in the same chapter. So you should make a cut in your flesh for the dead, and the tattoo shall not be placed upon yourself. So the Torah is suggesting that what it's referred to in Perek Yud Tes of Vayikra as a seret, translated as a cut, and what we say here as los hisgodu, which is translated also as a cut, are the same thing. That is the same prohibition. The Gemara has a suggestion that maybe you'd be chayiv makos twice for violating it. So v'deir v'sirita achahi v'hu sirtut v'vsaro, that you cut your flesh. V'inu chayiv el imkein yasa kein al meso u'lavod zara. So you only violate this if you do this on behalf of a dead person or for the purpose of avodah zara, not both. One or the other. El shal meso chayiv bein biyad bein b'kli, but there is a little bit of a difference. If it's on meso for your for a dead person, you are chayiv whether it's by hand or whether by vessel. Avodah zara ino chayiv el b'kli. And if you violate it for avodah zara, you can only violate it if you actually take a utensil and cut yourself with that. Okay, so if you take a look at the Beis Yosef here, so the Beis Yosef first quotes in Hey, Tavav, and Ches Aleph, right? So it first quotes that pasuk, and it quotes from the Gemara in Makos this issue. He points out, the Beis Yosef continues to point out, that there is a bit of an issue about where the, about how we paskin. But the Rav Yossi paskins at Sweet Vigid is one thing, and we probably paskin like him. Also, that there's a Stam Mishnah also that seems to say that as well. Okay, so if we pick up Elish al meso chayiv bein biyad bein b'kli towards the end of that section, Beis Yosef. So on a meso you chayiv whether you're by hand or whether by kli. L'avodah zara eino chayiv el b'kli. So if you get towards the end of that big paragraph, hey, yeah, where it says hey devo chesalaf, so the last entry in that paragraph, where in bold it says Elish al Mesu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So he makes the point, Maskan of a Gemara Sof Mako. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara makes that point based on Pesukim. Uperish Rashi al Mes, bein biyad bein b'kli chayiv. That Rashi explains al Mes, whether hand or kli yud b'chayiv. The Srit of a Gedida ksiv, the Travayu Asrin Rachmana. That both of them are mentioned and both of them are prohibited in the Torah. But Avodah Zara, Sheish Avodah Zara, Sheovdin Asabakach, if there's Avodah Zara that you're worshipping in that way. Now, others disagree with this, because if the Avodah Zara is supposed to be worshipped in that way, well, guess what? You have violated for you. You know, the idea that you'd be chayiv makos for sritas is the least of your problems. You'd be chayiv misa for violating Avodah Zara. But sheish Avodah Zara, Sheovdin Asabakach, Osin Divsaram, Chaburos Upitzayim, that you make in your basar wounds and Tzayim, also wounds, I guess. Cuts and wounds. So the kli chayiv, the derech avodasa b'kach, v'afilu avodazar, she'en avodasa b'kach, chayiv avodah gemurahi b'kli. That even if it's not necessarily the way of violating that avodazara, still chayiv avodah gemurahi b'kli. That's still considered a full avodah if you're doing it with a vessel. So the Muki Yosef makes the point in the name of Tosfos, the laugh over the Vazara, my redeem darka, bechach, idi chayim, el sorry, club of Vazara, kachok agayim, vosu darki, bechli, lo biyad. But it can't be that that's the way of worshipping of Vazara, because if that's the way, then you'd be violating of Vazara. You wouldn't be cutting yourself. So rather, it must be that this is like you're violating chukas agayim by cutting yourself in that matter. But it's not specifically used for that particular Avodah Zarah. So that ends up being a machlokas amongst the Rishonim here. Okay.
What's the machlokas?
Whether it needs to be the derech of that Avodah Zarah. When it says you violate, your cutting is a prohibition for Avodah Zarah, well, is it when that is the first opinion? It sounds like, well, Rashi, or I guess the Beis Yosef is saying that if that's the way of worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So he quotes the Muki Yosef as saying, well, that's a problem, right? Because then you'd be violating Avodah Zarah. You wouldn't be worrying about Srita. You wouldn't be worried about cutting yourself. So that ends up being a machlokas.
So the Torah seems to be saying only with a kli for Avodah Zarah, which...
Yeah.
Is that a different question?
No, that's based on the Gemara itself figures that out. That the Gemara...
So you could still do... I mean, it's not so that the kli is the way of doing it for Avodah Zarah, and the hand is not.
Right.
That's not the case.
Right. Well, no. I think that is. I mean, that is. I mean, the way that you would do it, whether it's. I mean, that's not necessarily resolving this question, though. I mean, the way of violating chukas agayim, according to the Muki Yosef, he'll say the way of violating chukas agayim for the purpose of avodah zarah would be to use a knife as opposed to using your hands. Okay, so the quotes the Torah quotes from the Ramban, and Beis Yosef pretty much quotes the whole thing. It says v'chasav haRamban dafka srita, that only if you cut yourself, avalimak biyadu abasor, if you just hit you, if you clap your hands very hard for a long time, so that's going to be okay. How do we know that? Because Rabbi Akiva did it. Mutar kede eshkachan v'Rabbi Akiva v'chule, right? King kasav v'sefer Torah sa'adam v'chasav rash b'shmo v'sof mo'i katam. What are we talking about? So the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Elazar, right, he was the one who was put into Tehran, right? So after Rabbi Elazar passed away, so Rabbi Akiva was very sad about it, and the whole story that he tried getting the chila before he died, but he had to stay away because he was in Tehran. So after he died, so Rabbi Akiva mourned, and he escorted the body all the way from, I think it's at Caesarea, to Lod. So he lived in Lod. It's unclear what he was doing in Caesarea in the first place. But anyways, Rabbi Akiva walked all the way down, and he was pounding his hands or his body or something the whole time. So much so that blood came out. So the Rishonim say, wait a second, that sounds like an Isser D'Oraisa that Rabbi Akiva was doing. So how do you resolve that issue? So So one answer just is, well, if you don't do it with a kli, meaning if you don't do it by cutting, meaning doing it by hand would be to scratch yourself. But if you're just pounding yourself, so that the Ramban says is okay. So v'chasav adunia v'harash v'davar temahu, dekeven debein v'yad bein v'kli asr, heyachihim mutter derech hakah. I mean, why should it make a difference whether you use your nails or whether you just hit yourself? But Tosus perish, and Tosus gives a different answer. Rabbi Akiva hayaosekein al hatorah. The Rabbi Akiva was doing this on the Torah, that he wasn't mourning the death of Rabbi Eliezer as much as he was mourning the loss of Torah. Because he was mourning the loss of Torah, so therefore he wasn't al hames, and therefore it's okay. So achum divrei harush sham. The kasser afilu derech hakah. The kamer lo tikshalim, and he says, "Don't ask me from Rabbi Akiva." The Kvar Pirush was already explained. Shal Torah hayosakein, v'lo mitzar el vaosakein alamis. V'al tamias harush ani tema. So the Beis Yosef says, "I don't really understand what's bothering the rush so much." The matayne he lomar the kaven the bein biad bein kliya. So you hey aser derech hakah. Gamkein the dilma lo asra Torah el ba'osa chabura ayde srita v'gedida v'lo ba'osa ayde haka. The Chaz says, I don't really understand what's bothering the rush so much. Maybe what the Torah prohibited was using something sharp to cut yourself, whether it be a knife or whether it be your fingernails. But maybe if you just hit yourself a bunch, maybe it shouldn't be a violation. So you end up having a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the rush regarding why Rabbi Akiva didn't violate an Isser D'Oraisa when he caused himself to bleed over the loss of Rabbi Eliezer. Either Ravad says there's no prohibition unless you're actually doing a cutting action, and according to the rush, it's because he was mourning over the Torah rather than over Rabbi Eliezer. There's one more answer, I believe, that Tosfos gives. I saw it quoted. Here's in Lichas Kinnith. I saw it quoted. The Tirtzu Shnei Tirtzu, Echad the Shvita L'chud U'maka Atzma L'chud. Right, below Aspikara Elasrita. Aha, that's the first answer that Tosos gave. Okay, so Tosos gave the answer ultimately that the Beis Yosef gave as well. So you have the various answers of Rishonim all represented here. Hmm?
What was the third answer?
That it's what the Beis Yosef responded by saying, it's only a cutting action biyad that's a problem, but not a pounding action. And that'd be done biyad. Okay? So okay. Fine. The other issue here is, well, is there any prohibition on doing it for something that's not a mace? So the tour, when he says here, the tour.
That's also something.
What?
Something about if you do it because your house fell down, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. The tour, I thought there's a line the tour himself says. No, I mean it's not the Torah itself. If you take a look at the Bach, for me it's Bach, there's a letter Ches next to that Bach. The Bach says, HaMesarit al Hatzar Acher Shabalo Pater, right? That if you are Mesarit because of a Tzar that comes to you, so then you're going to be Pater. So that's a Breisa in Makos, Kasvei B'Samach, Yachol Afilu Sarit al Beis L'Shenachol. Maybe I would have even thought that you would be Chayiv if you cut yourself because of your house that fell down, or there's another thing that Gemara gives, U'mashe Kasav Rabbeinu Pater, D'mashma Aval Aser. So it says no, but you're Pater. So what does pater mean? So we know from Hilchos Shas, pater means pater al aser. Usually pater means pater, but nisr d'rabbanan. Here it's not even clear with that. The Bach says, yeah, pater, but it's still aser to do. Kasav kam harambam, so Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hakoreach rosho, o asori pesaro. The Rambam says, if you pull your hair out, or you cut your bas, your flesh, al beso shenaf, on your house that fell, al sunaso shetaviyam, that's the other one, right? Or on your boat that falls, that sinks at sea, pater, ve'ino loka, you don't get malchus, el al meisl. But except for if you do it al ames, oh, sorry, or you do it for avodah zarah. So what does that sound like? Alma di suri ika for the local Beis Yosef, the custom of the suri nami leka, and not like the Beis Yosef who seems to assume that there's not even a prohibition. There's not even a prohibition. So that's an issue. Right? Cutting. I remember in Smicha we had a class given by a psychologist who talked about. Girl, you know, mostly girls who cut themselves to relieve anxiety for this issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember I couldn't handle it. I can't believe, and I'm not a good blood person. And that was bad news. But that might also be an issue d'oraisa to do as well. No, just talking about it was enough for me to not be able to make it in there.
You won't make it in medicine, probably.
No. It became clear in that day that medicine was not the fallback for me. All right, so if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Pei. See, Simon Kuf Pei is all on, for me at least, it's all on one page, the bottom of Simon Kuf Pei. So we did Aleph through Dal last week. So Kuf Pei Sif Pei. So the Mechaber here says, Hasori Tifsaro, Enochai Elim Kain Al Mesa Olavos Gachav. The one who tears the flesh, you're only Chayev unless you do it on the dead or for Avodah Zarah. So Rashi is Bishfil Mesa, on behalf of the dead. El Shal Mesa Chayev, and maybe Abbe Makli, rather by hand or by clear. Avodah Zarah, Enochayev El Makli. Right? That's Sif Hei. Yeah, not too much to report there. Sif Vav. Gedida v'sarita al mace aser afilu shol b'fnei mace. Now this is even prohibited even if the mace isn't present, right? Doing it al mace is going to be aser, even not there. And then the Ramah adds in v'al tsar acher shari, but on another tsar would be mutter, right? So that goes against the Bach that we mentioned before. So if you take a look at the Taz jumps in and says v'abach kasav disur meika. No, what do you mean? It's still aser afilu al tsar acher v'dilok beis Yosef, which goes against the Beis Yosef. the Gra as well, I think, sends you to the Shach. Yeah, the Gra and Sifhei says Sham Tan Rabban Vesarat Vechule Beis Yosef Tafili Sura Leika Va'ayin Shach. You see the Shach. The Shach is Macher. So the Shach slash the Gra, it's pretty good coming. The two of them agree. That's usually pretty good coming. That it's even considered prohibited, even if it's not Al Hames. Now, I didn't see anybody have a discussion about whether it's an Issur D'Orais or whether it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. Al Hames. Usually, Pater meant Al Ha, you know, that's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, but it's just has the, you kind of get the sense here that they mean, no, it even is an Issur on a level of D'Orais. The Bach didn't say D'Orais or D'Rabbanan, didn't mention. There's not too much available. I looked around a little bit online to see if anybody makes comments about this. There's not too much available online, but I did notice in the OU has a program where they list off all the mitzvahs and they go through someone. And on this mitzvah, they mentioned this issue, the issue of people cutting themselves as a way of relieving stress. So there it's mentioned that he seems to include that as part of the Yisr on the level of the Raisa. So I don't know. I'm sure that seems to be that there are those that are leaning to saying that even that is going to be an Yisr de Raisa. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Yish misha omer didafka srita abal himaka biyado al basaro ad shedamu shoseis mutter v'yish misha oser. So if you only hit yourself until blood comes out, so that Nishmi, that it's mutter. Who's that? So that is the Ramban.
I'm sorry.
In Sif Zayin.
But the Shach says it's all right.
What?
With the local Beis Yosef.
Yeah, the Beis Yosef didn't.
He said no.
No, the Bach is the one who said you're not allowed to.
Okay, right.
Right, so he's going against the Beis Yosef. Right. Beis Yosef said, you only violated Alamis.
Right.
We didn't do that. Basically, it was over here. But you only violated Alamis, and the Bach disagreed. So the Shach is saying we're not like the Beis Yosef. Yeah.
But if you scratch,
I don't know if the Shach had. He quotes the Bach. He quotes the Bach. The Bach says that you can issue do a raisa and against the Beis Yosef.
But if you scratch a scab or a bite,
I don't think that sounds like as some kind of stress or tsar or something like that. I mean, the Shorash HaMitzvah is that you don't have a full belief in that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's the chazal here.
If you scratch a scab, that you won't heal.
I don't believe that that's included in the issue.
That's
because it's itching. It's not because you think the world is going to end.
I read the wrong line. I don't think, but sometimes people have scabs. If it doesn't itch, they have a habit of.
I understand. I don't think that that's not included in the issue.
Oh,
okay, so in Sif Zayin, so Yesh Mi Shomer Shadaf Kasrita Bal Imaka Biyado Abasaro Av Shadamu Shosis Mutter. Right, so if you hit yourself until blood comes out, so it's Yesh Omer that's Mutter V'Yesh Omer Shaser. So who are the sides? So we saw it's the Ramban saying that it's Mutter and the Rush saying that it's Aser. So the Shach here sits in and says, is this the Shach you were reading? Mosekein Al Hames Avalim Osekein Bishvil HaTorah Klomar Adam Gadol Shemesu Mitzdar Al HaTorah Mutter. But if you're doing it on behalf of the Torah, meaning a great person died and you're pained by their lack of Torah, so then perhaps it is mutter. Reisman in his he had trouble finding the things to discuss about this. So he had a discussion on the topic of why do you cry for the death of Gedolim? I mean, why if someone dies at the age of 98, and you know, why is there crying that goes along with that? So he thought maybe this was the beginning of the answer. It's the loss of their Torah, but is it real? Lack of loss of Chiddush HaTorah. Okay, anyway, so that's an interesting suggestion. Okay, and then Ches, we didn't really do this in the Beis Yosef, but I'm sorry, he sritus al hames echad o al hamesim srita achas chayiv hay. So if you do five cuts on one dead person, or one cut on five dead people, so you're chayiv for five. I think it's unclear. I think it's ambiguous about the order of the five people. I believe it is one cut for five people.
You think only one cut?
I think you'd be chayav makos for each one. Yeah. Did we? Go al chamisha smesim.
That's what it says.
You're right. Al chamisha smesim srita achas chayav chamish. Yeah. If only a single cut over five dead people. Yeah, the That's the way the article translates it here in the Gemara. One made a single cut in his flesh over five dead people, right? It's pretty much for that. Okay, so that is the that's the issue. That's the issue of being misarit. Now there is in the Minchas Chinuch here. In his mitzvah, in his counting of the mitzvah, shelo liskodeid. So first of all, the issue of lo liskodeid has a whole different connotation, right? That's the issue of breaking up minhagim and having different minhagim going on in one shul. So Minchas Chinuch actually has a long discussion about that. I was wondering what he has so much to talk about here, and then I realized that half of his discussion on this mitzvah revolves around that issue, which is not this section of Shulchan Aruch. That's really an Or Chaim section of Shulchan Aruch. The idea of not having lo liskodeid, of not having different minhagim in the same shul. Right, can you wear tefillin? Why does Max not daven with us on Chol HaMoed? Right? That's so good. So that's based on the same pasuk. Yeah. But the Minchas Chinuch here quotes from that there's a Ramban.
Can you wear a gartel when nobody else is wearing a gartel?
Yes. Right. Or if you could wear a gartel, why can't you wear tefillin? So the Minchas Chinuch here makes a point in Mitzvah Taf Samach Zayin, quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban says that why do we have this pasuk also appearing in Vayikra Perek Chaf Aleph? I mean, we have the two spots. So why we have these two different spots? But then there's a third spot that's quoted in the beginning of Parshas Emor. So what's it doing in the beginning of Parshas Emor? So the Ramban says V'itachin Chayisam Mitzvah Rishon BeKohanim Leimor Shim Hayah Kohen BeKurach Umagodeid. That it happens to be that if a Kohen was Mekorach Umagodeid, if a Kohen did violate this, he's not allowed to do the avoda. He's not allowed to do the avoda. That's what the Ramban al Hatorah and Varm Yudal suggests. Now comes the Shulchan Aruch, the Minchas Chinuch, that says, I don't understand what he's talking about. Shekasev im haya hakoy mekurach megodeh shumichal avoda. The lomatzin is a gemara of the Rambam. We don't find this anywhere in the gemara of the Rambam that he's not allowed to do his. That he's not allowed to do the avoda. And it says not considered a mum, meaning the amount that he's considered that he would pull hair out. So that's not enough that he would qualify as being a mum. Certainly, we'll see what the shear is for how much you have to pull, how much hair you need to pull out. But that's not the issue. So what is the issue? So he concludes, "V'ladati zehavi kamosha over al shar isuri Torah deino pasul la'avoda kamosha mivur b'shasu poskim." He says, "To my knowledge." That you violate any of the, it's one of the other Isurim in the Torah, that you're not Pasul Avoda. Yeah, what's going on? I mean, you're not Pasul Avoda for violating, Lashon Hara, or for violating something else. So why all of a sudden here is one Pasul Liavoda? So the answer is there are some things that are going is Pasul Avoda. So in Shulchan Aruch itself, in Or Chaim, it discusses in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim that there are a couple of prohibitions that a Kohen is, if a Kohen violates, they're not allowed to duchen. So most famously, it's if he marries murder is really a different discussion. Murder is unclear about Berchas Kohanim, but is for the Avoda. But it's not Berchas Kohanim whether he murdered, that's a Machlas Shtei. I'm sorry, the opposite. It's for sure a problem with Griffith's Kohenim. It's a machlokas whether it would apply for the Avodah basic mitzvah as well.
I mean manslaughter. Murder is a separate prohibition. You can't kill.
No, if a Kohen killed somebody, if a Kohen, well, perhaps not, maybe not, that's also all subject to machlokas. But if a Kohen does a prohibition that is unique to Kohanim, such as marrying a grusha, the other example it gives is that if he's in the habit of visiting cemeteries where he's not supposed to be, so he is not allowed to do the avoda / birkas Kohanim until he disavows those prohibitions. So there are a couple of prohibitions that are listed there. They now have this. I remember Shafta quoted in Parshir once that any of those special prohibitions that are mentioned there, even though they apply to Klal Yisrael, what are they doing in the beginning of Parshas Emor? They specifically apply to Kohanim in that they would passel them from the Avodah as well. So some of the other things there is cutting off one's payas. So if a Kohen cuts off one's payas, it's also mentioned there. So if a Kohen cuts off his payas, he's passel the Avodah. So if he does these prohibitions, he would be passel Avodah. That's probably the Hezra for the Ramban. Now, I was wondering to myself, where did he get that? What's the source for that? It's not Shulchan Aruch here. I realize it's probably that Ramban. That's probably what he was quoting from. That Ramban in over there in by this prohibition of cutting oneself. So he meant that the Ramban is saying that those specific mitzvahs that are there, why are they doing the beating of parches of emor? To say that these, even though there's no differentiation between the way it's usher to a kohen versus usher to a Jew, if a kohen violates them, he's not going to be able to be allowed to do the avoda / berachas kohen. So that's what the mitzvah. That's probably the answer to the mitzvah in this kasha. Right? That if it's mentioned at the beginning of emor, that means it's going to have ramifications towards a kohen being able to dochen. There is, remember, Shatham pointed out that if a kohen is married to a grusha and he agrees to get divorced, even though he's not actually divorced from her yet, he says we're going to get divorced and we're not going to sleep together anymore. So that already he's allowed to dochen already at that point. He doesn't have to actually wait for the gerushin to take place. So Rav Schechter once said. Remember once at the end of Shir, he once said, so somebody called me up yesterday and asked me, he said he's a Kohen, but he's 90-something years old. His wife died 20 years ago. He met a nice girl a nice old woman who's willing to live with him. And he said it's not possible that they're going to have a bia together, so can he be married to her, even though he's a Kohen, and they're not going to have relations? Yeah, she's a grusha.
She could be normal. Okay.
Right, she's a grusha. So is he allowed to be married to her, even though they're not going to have... It's a good question. I don't know.
He said, I don't know.
Anybody have any ideas? So I don't know how that was resolved.
What if they do it and they're not married? Is that disqualifying?
I don't believe so. I believe that's an isser. I mean, it's an isser. If he's continuously going to be with her, that's an isser. But if he just did it once, any of these things you could do tshuva on. I mean, once you did it, so you can do tshuva. So if he's continuously going to do it, that's a problem. But if he did it once,
does it make a difference if he does it with a divorced woman without being married or with any woman?
I don't believe that's a... No, any woman is not an issue, isser specifically to kohanim.
So they're not supposed to do it without being married anyway.
So if he does karcha and it goes away, he can do it. Let's say he did the karcha.
Right, the karcha, I don't know if it has to go away. You can just say, I'm not going to do it anymore. And that should be sufficient, yeah. Okay, with regards to karcha, with regards to the bald spots, so if you go back to the...
It's a little
bit of karcha. No, I was thinking more of a
So how much karcha do you need to make in order to violate the prohibition? So we go back to the tour. So the tour, this is just a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tess. Karcha hu, what is it? Shetolish misar rosho alameis. B'chol makum barosh bim biyad bim besam. Whether you use your hand or whether you use a... Isam is like a
depilatory.
There you go. Mishiuro kadesh yira mirosho, and the shear is that you could see it. So how much is that? Kegris panoi below seir. That if you have an open gris, a gris is a
small bean.
Right. How do we know how much a gris is? So we know what do we use today to tell us what a gris is? So a gris has much more ramifications in other area of halacha. In Hilchos Nida. So to figure right, so some paskin a dime, my masorah is a penny. So okay. So my masorah is to be more makel on that. I know there are those that are machmer for a dime.
Half dollar.
Half dollars are used for shear. I've heard, although for lemaisa it's not. But they, if you see on color, I mean it's not a kesem, but it's just on color. She's bleeding, so some will say a half dollar or a half a credit card. Those are the two shear that I've heard out there. But all that gets a little. Yeah. You can't really rely on that. You really just have to.
I saw a grease for in the art scroll Mishnayos for Zeras.
Yes.
Right? And it was not small. I don't remember exactly how much it was, but it was not a small area.
I mean the art scroll Mishnah had a picture of a grease?
It had a thing for a grease, for Zeras, yeah. Uh-huh. And it was not a small area.
Okay.
I don't remember how much it was.
Bigger than a dime?
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, because I'm not, I think it was bigger than a dime. At least for Tsaras.
All right. Yeah. were you using the pocket edition or the big?
I always thought that this was a small bean or something. It would be a bit much smaller than that, but I guess not.
Okay, so Karki Shatulish, we start. So that's one possibility. V'ish over shtei saras, and some hold two isurim, two hairs. You violate the isur already. V'ish misha over the isur ika fil b'sar echem. There are those that say it's asur even with one hair. So what is this machlokas? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara, and the Beis Yosef here is interesting. This is an interesting way he passes. He says, well, we have a machlokas in the Gemara, so safek to raisa l'chumra. So that's certainly not the way we pass in a machlokas, but that's the way he says. The Gemara kind of puts that as three shitas, so it's a d'oraisa, so you have to say l'chumra. So two seirs is going to be a problem. Now the Rush says even one seir might be a problem, which is going to quote at the end of Shulchan Aruch. Why is that a problem? So the way the Rush put it is, well, because we know by plucking out hairs, we're going to learn in the next siman, and the siman after that, about cutting a hair, or in the two later, plucking out a hair, like a white hair, which might be a prohibition of Begadisha, that even one hair is a problem. So maybe one hair is already an issue. So so that's what the Beis Yosef suggests. The Vilna Gaon here says, what are you talking about? Chatzi Shir. That's a problem. I mean, it's an Isser D'oraisa of plucking out one hair, because that's Chatzi Shir of two hairs. And that's the problem. So it's a little bit of a machlokas as to what the issue is of plucking out one hair. But either way, plucking out one hair over a dead body could be in violation of an Isser D'oraisa, either a real Isser D'oraisa, according to the Rush, or be a Chatzi Shir of an Isser D'oraisa, which is also Aser Min HaTorah, according to the Vilna Gaon.
It's a standard thing with Chatzi Shir is Aser.
We assume Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. Now there is
no punishment.
The Gemara itself says Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Now I noticed in the footnote to the right, the Yitzchak Chayva and Onish, the Minchas Chinuch here quotes from the Minchas Chinuch itself quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, that the Chacham Tzvi, everybody knows the Chacham Tzvi, Kfar Yadata, you know the Chacham Tzvi, right? The Sover, the Chutz Misuri Achila, Chatzi Shir Mutter Min HaTorah. That's when we say Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, that's in Maseches Yuma, when it discusses eating on Yom Kippur, I believe. That's what it says Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Chatzi Shir of Nevela is Aser Min HaTorah. Chatzi Shir of Chametz is Aser Min HaTorah. But all those have to do with eating. If it doesn't have to do with eating, there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir. So this is a problem. I mean that would explain why he would like this Rush, saying, oh, the reason why one hair is a problem is because hairs, plucking out one hair is a problem in general. There's no shear of two hairs, it's really one hair. While the Vilna Gaon saying Chatzi Shir, that goes directly against the Chacham Tzvi. So there are other kashas on the Chacham Tzvi. In the footnote to the Minchas Chinuch here, he says that Chacham Tzvi, he might have only said it with regard to the Hilchos Shabbos. That Hilchos Shabbos, Chatzi Shirim are only food related but not other related, but in other areas of Malacha, Chatzi Shir remains Aser Min HaTorah as well. Chatzi Shir is like a separate Kaburan. Okay, so back into the Shulchan Aruch here. Again, Korech Karcha Achas al Hei Mesim Eino Chayv al Achas Yon Chayv One Aval in Korech Hei Karchos al Mes Echad Chayv al Kol Achad Achad. You pull one.
So this is
actually, it's different, right? It's a different din. Why is that a different din? I didn't look into that. It's based on Sukkim. That's what the Beis Yosef here. Yolif Mikras are based on Sukkim. That's a slightly different halacha than by Karcha. And then Yud Aleph, right? HaKoreach Barod. Sorry, not Karcha. By the Sarat, yeah. And then Yud Aleph, HaKoreach Barosho Shal Chavero V'Hamisari B'Vasar Chavero. You pull the hair off your friend, or you cut your friend. If your friend is misayeyim, if they're both misayeyim, so shneim mizidim shneim lokim, both get malchus echa shogig vecha mezid hamezid loka. So that is the idea of misayeyim. I said, well, even the Beis Yosef says we'll save it for the next two simanim, next simon where that's the misayeyim comes up more. And then yudbeis gam hanashim musharos b'valyu karchu. So women are also obligated in b'valyu karchu. Now, why would I think that women would not be chayv in b'valyu karchu? Why would I think that maybe they would be exempt? So the Minchas Chinuch pointed out that, well, women are exempt from a lot of hair malachos, from a hairy serum, right? So the payas, the shaving, so maybe they'd be us from this as well. So no, they are included in this. The kol shekein bal yisrach, this is certainly in the cutting. V'yish las him shlo titlashena b'sareyem al meis shlo tavono lidei karcha. Dachim Besrita, that we have to warn them about it. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Why we need to warn them about it? It's based on a Yerushalmi that says you have to warn them about it. Women are especially prone to violate this prohibition, so you have to make sure that they're aware that such a thing is prohibited. Now, there is an interesting Yad Ephraim here, where he quotes from the Nodim Yehuda. Yad Ephraim should be on your page, right? Mm-hmm. So does it say Simon Kuf Pei Sif Yud Shulchan Aruch?
Yes,
I think it's a misprint. I think it really should be on Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, because it's talking about hair cutting. Which is next week's, or really in 3 weeks' issues. But Rabbi Reisman's shir, he said, what might have happened is that the Yad Ephraim had to give a shir, his shir Sunday morning, had to give a shir Sunday morning, he needed something to talk about. So he stuck in this Nodim Yehuda here. The Nodim Yehuda talks about cutting your hair, maybe you need a shir of hair in order to shave. So Nodim Yehuda says, oh, so maybe if you cut your hair first and then you shave, so maybe you don't violate the prohibition. That's the Shaila asked the Nodim Yehuda. He says it's still usher. There's a whole story there. Shaving on Chol Moed, remind me, I put a note on the next page to go back to that Nodim Yehuda when we get to shaving, but it fits right into Simon Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud, so I'm feeling it's not supposed to be Kuf Pei, but really supposed to be Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud, where this is Nodim Yehuda is being invoked. Okay, so we'll pick up in a couple of weeks the prohibition of haircuts, shaving, etc.